Kind of a different top five today on the World Cafe. Ordinarily, we turn it over to a listener, but we invited Moby in to do a top five. Wait for Me is almost here. The wait for Me mm-hmm. is short. And you've been describing the new album as more emotional.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's quieter and more melodic. I don't want to get into the details of production because I doubt that very few people would actually be interested. But we produced it in a very sort of idiosyncratic, unconventional way. And so it's very spacious. And I have to say, it sounds great on headphones. So even if someone doesn't like the record, they still might want to listen to it on headphones.
But it would not beat heavy.
No, it's not a. My last album was called Last Night, and it was sort of an overview of my experience with the New York club scene over the last 20 years. So Last Night, the last album, was a party record. This is not a party record. It's quiet. It's more melancholy, much more emotional. I mean, if you had a party and you put on this record, your guests would either leave or like curl up in the corner and start crying softly themselves.
But after the party, as you're cleaning up.
This is a hangover record. Yeah, this is. If the last record was 2 a.m. on a Saturday night, this is 9 a.m. on a rainy Sunday morning, and you're lying in bed. And that's, you know, it's a much more personal, quieter, melodic, I'm trying to think of other good adjectives, record.
Well, we look forward to that. But today we've asked you to do a top five, and we've purposely left it very open-ended to see what you'd come up with. And mm-hmm. and I believe moments ago you thought of your theme.
Yeah, I thought of a theme. And it might seem, it's a very random theme, but for me it's a very important theme. When I first left home, I lived in an abandoned factory in Stamford, Connecticut, and it was in the middle of a crack neighborhood. And it was this huge 19th century sort of Victorian, almost Dickensian factory. And I paid the security guard $50 a month to let me live there before they tore it down. And sometimes I'd be DJing and I'd be coming back to the factory at 4:30 in the morning, completely desolate. And so my theme for my top five, songs that sound great in the parking lot of an abandoned factory at 4:30 in the morning.
Perfect. Do they go back to that era or?
Some will go back to that era. Some will be a little more recent.
Cool.
First and foremost is, and this is where I came up with the theme. When I first moved into this abandoned factory, I was driving into the parking lot at 4:30 in the morning, and I turned on the radio, and the Flamingos' I Only Have Eyes for You came on. And I've never heard music sound so perfect in that setting. And so, because there's something about this song, the Flamingos' I Only Have Eyes for You, and it's so opiated and atmospheric. I mean, it was a great pop song, but like if you listen to it, it really sounds like pop music made by space aliens on Quaaludes.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
I Only Have Eyes for You, space music made by aliens on Quaaludes. I love
sure
that.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that song, too. And there are some songs that transcend almost anything, and that is one of those. Mm-hmm. That is the song that would sound great at 4:30 a.m. in a parking lot when you drive up to the place you're essentially squatting.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and the parking lot, because it's a huge, it was called the Yale Lock Factory. And at one point, it probably employed 20,000 people. And when I lived there, as now it's all being torn down, but when I lived there, there were maybe 20 people squatting there. And so, I mean, hundreds of thousands, if not a million square feet of just empty parking lot and empty factory. And it was so desolate. And so the music I'm picking is music that would sound good in that environment, 4:30 in the morning in a desolate parking lot.
Desolate, but kind of beautiful.
I love that beautiful desolation. Yeah. In fact, I just did, strangely enough, an interview with David Lynch where he interviewed me, which was very odd. And half the interview, we just talked about how much we love old factories. So the second one, and I'm not, you know what, I've had this record since 1978, and I still don't know. I think the title is Cherie Cherie by Suicide. I believe it's off their first album, and it's just Marty Rev and Alan Vega with an old drum machine and an old organ. But again, it has this sense of just odd, odd atmosphere in space.
Sri Sri. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. I love you.
Cherie Cherie by Suicide, another one of the picks from Mobius doing our top five for today. Maybe talk a little bit about Suicide. I mean, I know a lot of people know about them, but they've been really influential on a whole lot of people. Yeah.
Well, when sort of electronic music, I guess you can say, I mean, going back to the futurists in 1920, 1930, electronic music on a more popular level came into existence in the late 60s. And the first band I can think of who made sort of pop electronic music was a band called Silver Apples. And then there's Silver Apples and some of the krautrock bands like Can and then Kraftwerk. And Suicide were an anomaly. They came out of the Maxis Kansas City, New York punk rock scene along with the Ramones and Television and Blondie. But it was two guys with a drum machine and an organ. And they inspired me a lot. They've inspired tons and tons of people. I mean, everyone, Henry Rollins cites them as a big inspiration. I think Kurt Cobain loved them. So, and they just made some really very, like, equal parts conventional and disconcertingly experimental records.
All right, song number three.
Song number three is Julie Cruz, Floating Into the Night. And again, parking lot, 4:30 in the morning, utterly desolate. I'm trying to pick songs that I think would sound flawless in that environment. So, Julie Cruz, Floating Into the Night.
Julie Cruz, and I guess we should mention Angelo Badalamenti involved with that record as well, Floating Into the Night. And that's not one of the picks for Moby, who's doing our top five for today. Songs that would sound great at 4:30 in the morning in a desolate parking lot. And as much fun as it is to hear you talk about these songs, what I think people should do is excerpt them and put them in a mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You've got two more.
So I wanted to pick something a little more current because I picked the Flamingos and Suicide and Julie Cruz. And Julie Cruz was 1990. That was almost 20 years ago. So I was going to pick Utopia by Goldfrapp off of the first Goldfrapp album. And I love Goldfrapp, apart from the fact that we're both mute artists. But this first album, Felt Mountain, was really just a remarkable, remarkable record that seemingly came out of nowhere. And I love very atmospheric records, and that's the theme of this, you know, atmospheric songs that sound good in the parking lot of an abandoned factory at 4:30 in the morning. And this song, Utopia by Goldfrapp, I've never heard it in the parking lot of an abandoned factory at 4:30 in the morning, but I think it would sound really nice.
It's a strange day. No colors or shapes. No sound in my
Goldfrapp from Felled Mountain, another one of the picks of Moby, who's doing our top five for today. And these are songs that hopefully you're listening to at the proper time, 4:30 in the morning, and hopefully somewhere kind of alone. And I guess you started out describing listening to the music in a car, which is a wonderful environment for listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and it's strange. I had a license a long time ago, but my license expired. So that's one of the reasons why I'm stuck living in New York City. I mean, I love New York, and I was born in New York City, but I don't have a driver's license, and there are few other cities on the planet where you can live and not have a driver's license.
Absolutely. Well, what do you want to finish up with?
So I'd like to finish up with an obscure artist named David Bowie. His actual real name is David Jones, but that David Bowie is his stage name. And he made a record about 8 years ago called Heathen. And he's made a lot of new records, but this record in particular, Heathen, I mean, I loved it. It was, he released it when we were on tour together, and it was one of my career highlights, going on tour with David Bowie. Like every day, standing on the side of the stage, watching him walk out, playing Is There Life on Mars. It was just phenomenal. But there's a song off of Heathen, I believe it's called Slip Away, and it's a song about his early days in New York City in the late 70s with hanging out with Iggy Pop. And it is without, at least from my perspective, I mean, the way we interpret art is subjective, but from my subjective perspective, it's the most heartbreaking, beautiful song he's ever recorded. And it was an obscure song off of Heathen, but it's a beautiful, incredibly plaintive, really earnest song. And I also think it would sound great in the parking lot of an abandoned factory at 4:30 in the morning. So it's Slip Away by David Bowie.
Boogie waits for just another day, drags his bones to see the Yankees play. Owns by tops and flickers gray, oh, they slip away.
David Bowie from the Heathen album, finishing up our set of music for our top five today from Moby. And do you think the new album would work well in this environment we're talking about today?
Yeah, a lot of it would. I mean, this whole album, Wait For Me, the songs are quieter. They're a lot more spacious. They're a lot more atmospheric. But they're definitely, I mean, there's some songs that are a little more straightforward that might not lend themselves to 4:30 in the morning, a parking lot of abandoned factory listening. But a bunch of the music on there is very spacious and very atmospheric. So I'm proud and happy to say that there are some songs off my new record that would, in fact, sound good in a desolate parking lot at 4:30 in the morning.
Well, we look forward to it. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's fun.